Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
What are you looking at? Thank you.
And hello again, friends. I'm feeling great this Wednesday afternoon. How about you? How are you doing? Feeling good? I hope so. The weather is nice up there. It's nice. And I have a warm show for you today to go with the warm weather we're experiencing. Yes, I do. So, today, you have me all to yourself. And we'll be discussing the two people I saw sleeping it off in their cars. Yes. We're going to be talking about you. We will deep dive into that topic right after our musical selection. Don't you touch that dial.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone. And you could come and see that when I'm done. When I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends are all really stunned. Well, they're stunned. I wonder what I'd do if they all did just what I said. Well, I'd shout out an order, I think we're out of this, man, get me some. Boy, don't make me wanna change my tone.
Friend, remember I told you our friend Scott Marshall, the road safety guy, safe driver, actually, he is back here with us. And, you know, for all of you who really don't know Scott as yet, well, he is our road safety expert that we go to for all questions.
very knowledgeable. In fact, Scott has spent over 30 years promoting road safety. That's longer than some of you have been alive. Across Canada and beyond. He trains new drivers. He retrains licensed drivers, some of them who, you know, forgot how to drive by practicing the wrong things. And he also trains driving instructors. So he is the instructor to your instructor. So many things that we can learn from Scott, and Scott is here with us today, and we are so grateful to have him back. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. So, Scott, you know, we learn more from you than anything. So tell us, what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, it's summer almost, and a lot of hot temperatures. So we as drivers have to keep our cool. So I'm going to provide some tips, maybe some reminders, some things we didn't know or things that we forgot over the years.
Great.
On how to stay cool while driving.
Cool. Okay. Well, geez, that even now that might be a challenge because gas is so high. But I know what you mean by having a cool head. But go ahead. We're listening. We're eager to hear what you have to give us today.
Well, let's start off even before we drive, and we do hear it. Unfortunately, we do hear how drivers will leave either their kids or their pets in their vehicle on a hot day. And it doesn't have to be super hot. It doesn't have to be a heat wave kind of hot for it to create a problem. Mm-hmm. So just a few things that people may not be aware of that I'd like to share here. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I wanted to find out myself just how quickly it gets hot in the car. So I became a guinea pig and I sat
what?
I'm a guinea pig. I am. I do like my leafy greens. Yeah. So I wanted to find out exactly what it'd be like if I sat in a vehicle on a hot day. So the temperature was in the mid 20s. So it wasn't super, super hot, but it wasn't just warm. So it was still a pretty hot day. So the air conditioning was on in the car. I parked it. And I opened up the window a couple of inches or 5 centimeters for a metric earth. And that's what people say. Well, I cracked open the window.
Right.
It's all good. Well, let's really find out. So when I did this, after about 1 minute of turning off the engine, the interior of the car, the temperature was 25.4 degrees Celsius, mm-hmm. which is about 78 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
And that's... it's kind of warm, but it's very doable, right? So I waited for about 5 minutes and then I checked the temperature again. Now, again, the window was open, mm-hmm. a couple inches, and a tiny bit of a breeze, but not a windy day.
Right.
In 5 minutes, the temperature went from 25.4 Celsius to 31.7 Celsius.
In 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Now that's 89 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
5 minutes. So people who say, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Well, if someone has, including a child or even an adult, a senior too, has a breathing issue where they might be on a puff or whatever, that is pretty tough to do.
Yeah.
So,
you know what the thinking is, if I may, I don't want to just hold the thought, but you know what the thinking is, because I've heard it so many times. I left a window open so that the cool air can come into the car. People don't think that the hot air is coming into the car and it's getting hotter. They're thinking that, however hot it is in the car, it will be released out. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're thinking, like the heat will escape from the car, instead of thinking that it's actually a metal coffin and it actually heats itself up.
Yeah.
And I thought that way for a long time too. In my teen years, I thought that, okay, you wind the window down, it's okay, especially because I was in, you know, the tropics in Jamaica. So you're thinking, wind the window down, the heat will escape. But you're not thinking about the heat coming in. Am I right? I don't know.
Part of it's the heat coming in, but keeping in mind that the glass around the vehicle is going to allow the vehicle to heat up. So like even in the winter time, mm-hmm. you're feeling nice and warm in the car on a sunny day, but it's still minus outside. So the sun does warm up the interior and it warms up much quicker, especially on a hot day. So that was after 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, you know, at that time I did feel it was quite stuffy. The temperature was again, I was sweating already after 5 minutes. So I wanted to find out more. So I waited another 5 minutes. So now it's been a total of 10 minutes from the start of my experiment. And the temperature escalated to 42.1 Celsius, which is 108 degrees Fahrenheit in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Now, we all know when we say I'll be back in 5 minutes, it's not 5 minutes. It's 10 or 15 minutes. So now at 108 degrees Fahrenheit, after 10 minutes, it was so hot that I was beginning to have a difficult time breathing. And I don't really have any breathing issues. I do it habitually. It's a good thing. And but it was because it was so hot in the car, there wasn't really enough cool air to breathe comfortably. But again, people leave their kids and their pets in these conditions.
Yeah. I see them all the time. Like even... I'll say about four times a week, I see someone, like I go to the store and I see, and you hear the bark, or you see someone, you see the little the little doggy nose trying to come through the back seat, or you see them, right? You see someone leave their car, their dogs in the car. Wow.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? I have four kids, and when they were little and I went to the grocery store and I was by myself, I brought them in the store with me, but I gave them all the tasks to do. I gave them all, instead of getting a buggy, we got the baskets where you had to carry it. And they each picked up a basket and their job was to carry the stuff around the grocery store. So because they stayed busy, they were out of trouble.
Yeah.
So you know how a lot of parents, they don't want to bring their little kids into the car, into the store, things like that, because they're not going to be very long. Well, but that's the deal. You brought them with you. You got to, you know, suck it up and bring them with you. That's the deal. So I continued on. So when it got to that that temperature, one of the things is hyperthermia is defined as when someone's body temperature exceeds 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 Fahrenheit. So after 10 minutes, the interior of my vehicle went to 42.1 Celsius. So that actually can lead to heat stroke. So after 15 minutes from the start of my experiment, the interior temperature got as high as 50 degrees Celsius. And that's 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
That can cause people brain damage. That I know that. I know that can cause brain damage, and it can actually cause suffocation if they have a breathing problem.
It can. It can really affect them, and heat stroke is a very real thing. And even the pets, and you see the dogs that are panting and things like that, trying to keep themselves cool. But dogs can also have heat stroke. And a child's body temperature will rise up five times faster than that of an adult's body temperature.
Yeah.
As the vehicle interior gets hotter, their tiny bodies, they're just not capable.
They're boiling. Because they have less surface area than us to let off heat, and they're a smaller vessel.
Yeah. And so, they're very susceptible to heat stroke. And heat stroke is a form of hyperthermia, which the body temperature increases very quickly and can be combined with dehydration. So the 5 minute turns to 10, turns to 15. That's the sad part. So a few tips for those of us who we've got the kids and we're making errors: bring them in the store with you, or time your errands so that you don't have your kids with you.
Right.
And people definitely like to take their pets and their dogs in the car with them. But then if you're going to do that, then again, this is not a time to leave them in the car where you're out shopping, because that 5 minute, if there's a problem with a few people at the cashier, they need some price checks, that 5 minutes extends pretty fast. So because we're heading into the hot summer months, I thought this would be a good...
I think this is fantastic. But I mean, gosh, Scott, I wish we had a bullhorn. We could just like say it to the world. Because I'm telling you, at least four times a week, that's what I see, you know, and the little dogs, they're trying to push their little noses out there, out the top of the window,
Yeah.
Right. And you can see them. And I'm thinking that, okay, well, you see, now you make me think about it differently, because I'm thinking, okay, well, he or she, they're excited, but they're looking for their owner. They're looking out the window, looking for their owner, but maybe they're trying to get some air. Maybe that's what the excitement is. I don't really know, because I don't really have dogs. So I don't know a lot about their behaviors, but I'm always thinking, oh, you know, he's looking out for his owner. Maybe he's actually trying not to, you know, die.
Absolutely. So the other thing about the hot summer months, mm-hmm. is cooling down our cars. Mm-hmm. You know, your car's been parked outside and you open up the door and it's stifling. It's just so hot. What do I do? Right. So there are a few things that we can do as drivers to help keep our interior cool. Mm-hmm. So that way we can keep our minds cool too and make good decisions. So one of the things is, if we can, is to park in a shaded area.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make quite a difference being in the shade compared to being on the hot sun,
mm-hmm.
As I just mentioned about the interior of your vehicle. But the other thing too is having a sunshade on your windshield.
Yes, I was just about to say that, yes.
Yeah, so having that in your windshield is a good idea. Stops the sun from beating down. And I drove a convertible for about a week. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had the wind blowing through my scalp.
I knew you were going to say something.
And yeah. It was black leather seats.
Mm-hmm.
It was a yellow Mustang convertible. And I made the first mistake and the only mistake of leaving my seats upright.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the car, and I burned myself almost. So because of the sun and the black leather. So just folding the seats forward, you only make that mistake once, really.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us who don't have those convertibles anymore, mm-hmm. What else can we do? Well, part of it is the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And air conditioning makes the engine work a little bit harder. The more your engine works, the more fuel you're going to use. And because it's about $1 million to fill your tank,
yeah.
let's what we can do is keep the AC on low,
mm-hmm.
but crack open a window slightly.
Right.
So what that does is, while you're driving, the air comes through that crack in the window, mixes with the cool air of the AC, and keeps it very comfortable,
mm-hmm.
without having to use it a whole lot too.
Which one? Which window? The passenger one? The one directly across?
Whichever you prefer.
Okay.
I often do the passenger one, so I don't have the sound of I'm on the expressway a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I prefer not to have the sound in my ear.
Yes.
So I do this passenger, and it works just fine. You can even do the backseat. That's perfectly fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So something else that we can do is that, because once we get in the car, we have all that heat.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing after you open your doors, don't sit in your car completely. Turn on the engine, roll down the windows,
mm-hmm.
and crank the AC high for about 30 seconds.
Right. So it just blows off all the heat off the engine?
It does. But what it does is it takes a few seconds, a number of seconds, for the AC to really start working.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of you in a closed contraption, moving the vehicle, you turn the AC, you're going to have super hot heat coming in your face, even though it's AC.
Mm-hmm.
So that 30 seconds is going to blow the hot air from the AC, from the fan, into your face, but it's actually going to blow it, instead of your face, it's going to blow it out the windows and out your door.
You know, people keeping themselves cool in the car is really important too, because I think it will cut down on road rage. Because you know how they say crime goes up in the summer in certain places, right? Because it's so hot, people are frustrated. Especially now, you're going to find a lot of people not using AC because of the fact that gas prices are like two something, right? Yeah, I think keeping cool and being less miserable, it makes you less miserable. And I think, you know, it has something to do with mood, because there's a reason why we say hothead and, you know, you're heated, or, you know, you understand what I mean.
I do. But yeah. I think people are still going to be using their AC.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip about having your window cracked open a little bit means that you're going to save, you're not going to use up as much fuel.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an overcast day, but it's still hot,
mm-hmm. Right.
I'll still have my AC on. Mm-hmm. I want to, if I'm going to work, I don't want to be all sweaty by the time I get to my office.
Of course. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So those are the
AC, but I just hear people say, they don't know what they're going to do this summer. One person actually said to me that they're going to be driving with paper towels around their neck. So the cool paper towels or cool rags around their neck. They're joking, but hey, people get it. People do what they have to do to keep things as balanced as they can. So
yeah, and I think being proactive is still an important thing for us as drivers, that we get distracted by the heat.
Yes.
And if it's all hot in the car, and I remember as a kid, my dad, we didn't have air conditioning in the car, and it was so hot. We had to keep the windows up. And I was getting pretty stuffy, and I was actually having a hard time breathing. Mm-hmm. My dad at that time didn't quite understand what the problem was. Mm-hmm. He wasn't angry at me, but he was getting a little frustrated because I was whining as a little kid that I can't breathe.
Yeah.
It was true. It was very stuffy. So there are things that we can do. And part of it maybe is just to have a little thought ahead of time before you do the action, decide, is this really a good thing to do? I know we're all in a hurry, but time to take a deep breath and relax and maybe take a step back and say, this isn't the right thing. And maybe I should try something different.
Awesome. Well, Scott, is there anything else that you want to add about the heat and keeping ourselves cool this summer and next summers to come?
No, just enjoy the summer, be safe. And, just take one day at a time.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that. And yes, we learned a lot.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
And here is one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite artists. Here is Miss Mariah Carey with Vision of Love.
Me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believed somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. Vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me. Yeah.
Welcome to the real world, she said to me, condescendingly. Take a seat, take your life, plot it out in black and white. Well, I never lived the dream of the prom kings and the drama queens. I'd like to think the best of me is still hiding up my sleeve. They love to tell you, stay inside the lines. But something's better on the other side. I wanna run through the halls of my high school. I wanna scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no such thing as the real world. So the good boys and girls take the so-called right track. Faded white hats, grab the credits and made the transfers. They read all the books but they can't find the answers. And all of our parents, they're getting older. I wonder if they've wished for anything better. While in their memories, tiny tragedies.
For the business of the day, let's talk about the fact that there are more events and more parties going on because, again, we're enjoying warmer weather. Now, let's talk also about the folk, the inebriated folk that think it's a good idea to sleep it off in their cars. We're going to talk about it because I drove past two different folk sleeping it off in the past 3 months. And no, they were not living out of their cars. It didn't look that way at all. It looked like they were just trying to sleep it off. So friends, please know this. Let's begin. Let's start from scratch here. You don't have to be driving impaired to receive criminal charges. You could be either sleeping in your car or even sitting in your car while impaired and be charged. Yeah, it's true. Okay, never forget that. You think it's unfair? Well, it's not really. It's not. Now remember, the charges come when you are deemed a danger to the public. And though you are asleep, if you're inebriated, you're still deemed a danger to the public
because of the risk you are putting, the risk of you putting your vehicle in motion. Yeah. So you're a danger to the public, even if you're asleep, even if you're just sitting there. Now, clearly this has to do, because I said, you know, danger to the public and the risk of being able to put your vehicle in motion, right? Now, so clearly that has to do with where you are in the car. And also where your keys are in the car. Now, first of all, you know what? My advice to you is to just not think of your car as a shelter. Okay, just don't think about it as a shelter. You're going to have a really hard time trying to prove in court that you would not have and you had no intention of putting the vehicle in motion while you were inebriated. Okay? And therefore, being a danger to the public. Now, a buddy of mine who happens to be a lawyer, he said that if the keys are locked away, like in a purse or in a glove compartment, and if the person is like, say, in the back seat with like a blanket or a sleeping bag and away from behind the wheel, right? And then the officer, like, say, you know, taps on the window and found them passed out, or, you know, didn't see them as a risk or see them at risk of putting the vehicle in motion, right? Then that would be a different circumstance. But anyone, whether sleeping, whether sitting, whether kneeling, anyone that is found inebriated behind the wheel with the present ability to turn on that vehicle and drive that vehicle, you will receive charges because you pose a realistic threat to the public. Okay, do you understand? I hope you do. Now, this charge is called care or control conviction. Care or control conviction. So just don't think that, you know, sheltering in your car is a great idea or a great go-to plan. Okay. Also, if you think about it, it might be illegal in some cities and some city-owned streets. So there you go too. That is another reason. And you know what? It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. Sleeping in your car inebriated to the wee hours of the morning, that's not safe. That's not safe, friends. That's not safe. Okay? And also, what is your aim? To sleep it off? Please remember that not because you slept means that enough time has passed as well for you to drive. Don't think that just because you slept in your car means when you wake up you should be driving or you're sober enough to drive. So another reason why you should breathalyze as well. Now, let's say, here's another situation, okay? Because I always like to play devil's advocate. That's just how I am. That's how I figure things out. So let's say you are too inebriated to drive, right? And you call the cab to pick you up, all right? Let's say you want to wait in your vehicle. You know, because the cab's coming, you want to wait in the vehicle. Okay, that's fine. First of all, here's your checklist. One, are my keys in the ignition? If your keys are in the ignition, take them out. Remove them. Two, are you sitting in the driver's seat? If you are, leave. Move. Go in the back seat. Go as far away from the driver's seat as you possibly can. Three, can you reach the controls of the car from where you are? Right? What if you fall asleep while waiting for the taxi? Will your hand be able to reach or hit any of the controllers? If so, move. So, if you're going to plan to sleep in your car, some people think that that's a plan. Just don't. It's not a plan. Okay? But if you have to wait in your car, I don't know if it's you're waiting for a cab and it's freezing out there, don't wait in the driver's seat. Don't keep your car in the ignition. Don't keep your keys in the ignition, okay? Because that makes you more of a threat to the public. Because the risk is higher of you turning the car on and putting the car in motion. Okay? Put the keys out of reach. In a locked bag, locked purse, glove compartment. Now, if it's extremely cold and you're forced to turn the heat on for fear of hypothermia, make sure you leave the driver's seat. Go away from the car controls as possible. Personally, I would still just bear it. The cab is coming and keep my keys locked away. You know, but I don't know how freezing it would be or you know, the condition. Anyway, to avoid all of that, folks, that's why I say, you know, if you're going to drink while you're out, have a plan. Have a plan, have a plan, have a plan. Know how you're going to get home. If you're on the way home, monitor your brake. Monitor your brake. A lot of times there are accidents or crashes, right? When the designated driver was just less drunk. Monitor your brake. If you're going to be designated driver, just don't drink. And if you feel like, oh, I'm going to have one at the party, but even, you know, early in the party, carry your breathalyzer with you too. Letting down your friends and having everybody take a cab home is much better than letting down your friends' families and driving them and then, you know, causing a problem. Tragedy. You know, one they can sleep off, the other one they cannot. So it's your brake and it's your responsibility. So get one of our, you know, handy, reliable breathalyzers and keep it as part of your plan. Notyourchild.com/driver safety. And you know what? I have a word for young drivers. Listen, you're not entitled to drive because you pass your driving test. I see some arrogant young drivers driving on the road. The convenience and the freedoms that you receive from driving, it comes from the privilege of being allowed to operate your vehicle. And it also comes with a lot of public trust. Okay? From all of us, from all of the users of the road, including the pedestrians and including the cyclists. Be good drivers. Start out well. Don't start bad. Okay, have your wits about you at all time. Have your wits about you at all times, young drivers. Pay attention. We'll be right back.
If you see us at an event, come on over and ask questions. We promise we don't bite. We have all the answers you need about safe alcohol consumption, your BRAC, and more. And if you want to see your BRAC in real time, take our free BRAC test. And if necessary, we'll give you advice on your next steps for a safe way home. We look forward to seeing you.
And for the island song of the day, this one hails from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, in fact. Here is a favorite of mine from Mr. Sean Paul himself.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate. Anything you want, call it oscillate. If I don't take pity, more to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Yeah, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. You know they care with us, them not war with us. In the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them can't vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Y'all call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Y'all don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Y'all go and rotate, cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Come in my mention, don't ease the tension. Y'all run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, y'all free up on your mind. Cause nobody can, this your man won't let it. You are the number one girl, wave your hand, make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. In the car with us, them not war with us. In the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's
it's all good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy, get drunk up, percolate. Anything you want for God, it's oscillating. If I don't take pity, want to see you get live. When the rhythm hit a ride, and my lyrics up about electricity. Y'all nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing? Yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss Jody and the one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Joanna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing. Miss, can I dot yo, hey, yo, what me go so then? Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my band ignite my flame. Till I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my band tight, not my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is for fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on.
36, 97, 36.
And the pounding becomes a thousand drums. Follows me about the same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility.
Wait.
I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view.
Wait.
I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view. Possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine. I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When that is day in, day out. Come rain, come shine. I meet you and to me the day is fine. I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when that is day in, day out? Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean roar.
gonna come and claim you, but you move better wise. When the bus gonna come and take you away, take you away. Microscopes that magnified the tears studied warts and arm. Still alive, Lord, on and on. Long time ago when we was five. But it's all
friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us from Nietzsche. And he says, "He who cannot obey himself will be commanded." Huh. Hear it again? Okay. This one comes to us from Nietzsche, and he says, "He who cannot obey himself will be commanded." Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Here it is another day, so dark and gloomy. My situation's real, sad and so gloomy. Because my love is not here for my kiss. All I have is thoughts of yesterday's bliss. Images of you stay on my mind, anticipating and waiting for the clock to unwind. Anxiety plays me as dust turns to dawn, but I could take the weight, it won't be long. As confidence grows, I start to ready myself, steady myself, prepare myself for what lies ahead. As I dread the every minute I have to face without you here, close but so far as the time draws near. How much more can I take, how much more? What can I do? Just hold on tight and be strong, I know I'll make it through.
stick it left.